Today, we're going to talk about branding in a very unconventional way, why you need to be aware of the branding that's going on. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, subscribing on YouTube. Really appreciate it. We're almost at 500 subscriptions. Appreciate that. You can go to Philaf East Network, put in flfnetwork.com, put in HGBT when you go to flfnetwork.com and get that mug, get a shirt, get $100 off our conference. Can't wait to see you guys there. We're a fight, laugh, and feast together. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HGBT in a memo field. Reach out to me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent, including Parler, which now I've far surpassed my Twitter on followers on Parler after being on there only for a couple months. It's amazing. It's amazing what happens when you do not get censored. All right, today I want to talk about branding. I was trying to think about a few different ways to talk about this. And first, I have to explain myself. I have been gone for the last 2 days. We haven't had a show. A lot of you have been emailing me, reaching out to see if I was okay. My house got hit by lightning 2 nights ago and fried some stuff. So it took me 2 days to get my equipment back up and running and being online. So all I had was my phone. And so I was not able to do a podcast. So I deeply apologize. It was not my fault. I was not taking time off. I just simply couldn't had my circuits fried. And I even have the like surge protection stuff that they always recommend and all that good stuff. And still, apparently a direct hit is no match for the protection. So I am looking at kansascity.com. And they are quoting Wisconsin state officials who said that you as an employee need to wear a mask even when you are at home on a Zoom call. And then their quote is this: also, wear your mask even when you're at home to participate in a virtual meeting that involves being seen, such as on Zoom or another video conferencing platform. Preston Cole said, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, set the safety example, which shows you as a DNR public service employee care about the safety and health of others. DNR is the Department of Natural Resources for Wisconsin. So they're saying, wear this mask. We are making you wear this mask as an employee. We're making you wear this mask as a state official to show. This doesn't even get any clearer than this of a virtue signaling to show that you care. You are going to wear this mask because you will fall in line lockstep with us. You are going to be branded as someone who identifies with us, who is on our side, who believes what we believe, that you are going to care about the things that I tell you to care about by wearing this mask. Now, if you think about branding from a marketing perspective, this might seem kind of weird. But when you think about it in the truest sense of when you brand cattle to identify who owns you, it makes a world of sense, which makes you question from all the science, from all the data, that the masks are at best inconclusively effective, but there's mandates by the state, mandates by magistrates on you must wear them. Businesses, if you want to open, you must wear these masks. The science be damned, the science, who cares? You are going to wear them. And you just have to sit back and think about this. If it's not science-based, if it's not health-based, as we're seeing even by their own admission, they're making you wear these masks even online meetings. Obviously, you can't transfer this through a Zoom call. They're making you wear it so that you will be branded that you align. You will be representing that you align with their narrative, that you will align with what they think you should do. They're branding you, just like a uniform. But what's unique to this is they're having you do this for a political objective. Is they are trying to gain power over you. And I was thinking about, why is it so easy for Americans to just roll over, wear these masks? Hey, you know, it might have a chance to work, so we're going to wear these masks over us. Just like a branding of cattle, that we are going to bow down to the state. And when the state says something, we're just going to obey, even if the science doesn't support it, even though health officials aren't unanimous or a majority of them agree that this will help us over something that is equivalent to the effects of the flu. Even the deaths from this coronavirus handled the same way with the flu. That is, sending people that are sick into old people's home owned convalescent homes will create the same kind of death tolls that we're seeing with the coronavirus. That even though that's all of these things are true, all of the, you know, the facts that are coming around, that we're still wearing these masks and we're just bending over and taking it. And why is it this? Why is this the case? And as I was thinking about this, no joke, I saw this news headline: Bernie Sanders proposes a 60% tax on billionaire gains during pandemic. And what he is proposing in the Make Billionaires Pay Act is that the tax would go towards, I mean, the tax would be applied to the wealth gains by 467 billionaires from March 18th to the August 5th. So from March 18th to August 5th, 467 billionaires will be taxed based on the gains of their wealth of, let's see, 60%. Now, what does this have to do with just accepting the branding of the state, a branding of the statist religion? We're telling you to do it, so you will do it. Even if it doesn't have any health implications whatsoever, you will do it because we told you to do it, because you will appear like you fall in line with what we direct you towards. That's what this is doing in Wisconsin. That's what we're seeing in the rest of the world, because the science doesn't back masks. As you can see in California, they have the mask mandates. They never reopened, and they have the worst cases because primarily the virus is transferred through the air, not through the water molecules that people are claiming that it does, which a mask would somewhat help. But why is it? It's because we have a slave mentality and we don't even realize it. What? Did you just use the S word, Matt? Yes, I did. But today's slave mentality does not come from physical slavery. It comes from a mindset. We have a mindset of slavery because we are slaves on a percentage basis. And what do I mean by that? What do you mean by we are slaves at a percentage basis? Income taxes are a fractional way of slavery. They are binding us into slavery on a percentage basis. And I'm going to say it like this. If you, let's just say hypothetically, which this does, and when you include the income taxes of states and federal, some people, like in California, can be taxed up to 50% of their income. Your income is the monetary denomination, the monetary value of the work and skill of products and services that you have put in to the economy, either for working for someone or for selling the products or services as your own business. It represents your labor. It represents the value you provide to society. And you're getting taxed on that 50%, let's just say hypothetically. It could be 30%, 40%, 50%. And what in fact is happening is the government, through a combination of the different magistrates, a different city, county, state government, are taking a percentage of your work. So if you, in this example, are being taxed 50% of your income, that means 6 months out of the year, you do not receive a wage for your labor. You do not receive a wage for your value you're providing, either a product or a service. Whatever it is, you do not receive a wage. You're working for free. And you're working at gunpoint, which to me means you are in effect a slave. You are a fractional slave by whatever income rate they determine. Just like this Bernie Sanders proposal, 60% of the wealth increased. So for the work that they put into for this amount of time, Bernie Sanders wants to take 60% of it by force, by government mandate. If this isn't slavery, I don't know what is. So we've just grown accustomed to it. We have no problem with this. We don't even think of ourselves as slaves. We don't even think about a 30% tax rate, a 40% income tax rate, a 50% income tax rate, sometimes even higher if you're for high wage earners. We don't even think about it in that mindset of they're taking all of my production and through products and services that I've sold or that I work for a company who has bought my time because of the value I provide. They're taking it all. So however much you pay in taxes is a percentage of the year that you are being a slave. And so no wonder it's so easy for us to just say, okay, the state, you know, the state already treats me like a slave a percentage of the year. Why not just do this because they say it's okay? They're our master branding us. The state is our master branding us. And you know, how does this happen? Because the state has become a false idol and we become like who we worship. When we become like Christ, we become bondservants like Christ. When we become a Christian, we become slaves to Christ. He bought us with a price. When we bring out idols, when we start worshiping idols, when we start acknowledging and acting and responding to different entities as God, even though they're not God, when we listen to the state, no matter what they say, unchallenged, we treat them as a God. And so we start becoming like what we worship. We start becoming like what we treat as gods. So we let them take our production. We let them treat us as slaves. We let them brand us with masks. We let them do all of these things. The masks and the wearing of masks and the rolling over of just accepting it didn't just happen overnight. But we've been conditioned to think this way because we've been treated as slaves. We've been giving up our income. We've been giving up our labor for different percentages. It's a progressive slavery. We've been given up this stuff without a fight, without a pushback, and we've just accepted it. We've been beaten down. Our morale is gone. And so they can easily brand us. Where we don't even have any potential health risk, we still have to wear a mask now. It's not going to stop. They're going to continue to assert their authority until it's 100%. Because they will not be satisfied. They want complete control and worship. And we better start putting these things together, guys. We better start acknowledging what income sales tax or income tax really is. It's a fractional slavery of its citizens. Think about it. How much do you pay in income tax? 30%. So January, February, and March, none of that income goes to your family. None of that income goes to your kids, to your wife, to your investments, to your income, to your church, to growing your wealth, to growing your inheritance for your kids. That goes to the state. 40%. January, February, March, April. Is this the way we want to continue living? See, it's not enough to just rebuff these attacks, rebuff these overreaches of the government. We need to start reclaiming ground. And I hope this starts to wake people up. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God.